Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. And I had a little sore throat this morning, and this afternoon, I should say, and so my voice is a little croaky. we're going to try to make it through this, and I think we're going to have some guests coming on here in a few minutes. So I want to welcome you all, those of you who are listening on the Internet. Welcome to the show, and you can call in if you want to. The number is 714-816-4686, and we'll be happy to either talk to you or you can just listen if you want to. So I hope you all can come along if you can't. That's okay, too. You can just listen where you're at on the Internet. So the Hope Collection is a 501c3. It was started by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife, Ardith. Joel wanted something to a memorial for his mother. His mother was a type of lady that was way ahead of her time. She was always helping people, and she got her master's degree in teaching in the 1930s when she was going to school, and she used that to help people, and that's what we do in the Hope Collection. Our motto is to help people by helping them to help others. So I hope you all will enjoy yourself on the show today. And if no one comes on, then I will be just talking about some of the projects that we're doing through the Hope Collection. So with that, I'm going to get started. We have many projects in 8 different areas through the Hope Collection. Health and wellness, housing, nutrition, financial, and helping people to get help and make a better life for them in whatever area they want to be. And the focus is entirely on you. It's not on us, because we're just the messenger. And the good Lord has given us the ability to work with you and to work with anyone who wishes to get our help. We don't exclude anybody. It's your decision. What you want to do, and so with that, I'm going to talk a little bit about one of the areas that are near and dear to my heart, and that's in the area of helping people who are immigrants coming over into this country. And I've been working with immigrants for 4 or 5 years now, and it's been a wonderful experience working with them. I joined the Spanish ministry in our church, I didn't know at the time what I was going to be able to do through that ministry. But it has grown, and we've had many friends and many people that we're working with to help them through things in their life. And so we identified four main areas that we're working with people on. That's in the area of learning the English language. And we're teaching them. I started it out with one family in their home. And they had a daughter who was, she knew a little bit about the English language. And she agreed to help us to teach other people. So we had,
in that family, we had about 10 people that we were working with. And then we moved on to other families. And
at one time we were teaching about six different groups in houses. But the COVID came along and we had to stop it. And so we're about to get ready to start it up again. We're talking about it. There's a lot of people coming in here into this country that have a need to learn the English language. And they also have other needs, such as housing. And that's one of the areas that we have a lot of working with a lot of people on is housing. We had started a project called Tiny Homes. And that project has grown tremendously. And we're helping people to get homes at a reduced price and we can get them very suitable homes. We're working with a lot of veterans in that area. That's another area we're working in. And the veterans have also a need to improve their education, to get a job, and to resolve any problems that they're having with their family. And that's the same as I'm working with a young man from Tennessee who wants to set up a not-for-profit for convicts that come out of jail because they're at a loss when they come out. They don't know where they're going to go. Sometimes they don't have any place to live. Sometimes they don't. the family has left them, and they don't have a job. So we're working with them in those areas. The veterans also in a lot of those same areas. The four areas that I'm working with the Spanish people is, as I said, in housing and in learning the language and applying for immigration and permanent residency status, and also if they want to start a business, we work with them on that. And if they want to get employment with a better job, we're working with them on that. So there's all kinds of things that we're helping people with. It's not just learning the language, but it's other things in their life to help them to have a better life and to help their families to have a better life. You know, I think the latest number I heard was that they have been 1.5 million illegal immigrants come into this country. We know that they're breaking the laws, but the government, the current administration and the federal government is allowing that to happen. they want more immigrants in this country. See, one of the reasons is because our birth rate in this country has dropped way down. We're not making as many babies as we had in the past. So it's difficult to maintain your population when there's no new babies coming in. So that's one of the reasons why the administration is allowing so many immigrants to come in, because they're younger people, and a lot of them have children that they're bringing in with them. So it tends to be a way to seed our population with a younger group of people, younger age. So that's why we're working with them. But I am very happy to be part of that, and I'm it gives me a lot of personal satisfaction to help those people and to help them to help other people. And it's a team effort. It's not just one individual doing it. It's a team effort, and we work as a team to help anybody or any family or any organization that wants our help. And so I we work a lot with the federal government and the state governments and on different programs. For example, with the Veterans Administration, we work a lot with them and help a lot of the veterans that have been wounded in hospitals and they've been in hospitals a long time. And one of the reasons they're still in the hospitals is not because they're wounded, but because they haven't been able to reacclimate into society. And so that's an area where we're helping them. So I'm very very happy to be part of that and to be able to help people because they need our help and they want our help and they are so appreciative. They actually thank us and show us their appreciation in many ways on how they. And how they can pay us back, you might say. It's sort of part of the pay it forward philosophy. We use that philosophy every day in our activities. We pay it forward to many others, the focus is not on us, but it's on them, and it's a love of life, because we see God gives us love. He pours it down on us, and He gives us much love, and He expects us to give it away to other people, and that's what we do. We give away the love that God has given us to other people, and guess what? We don't lose it. It expands. It expands more and more and more. The more we give, the more we get back. I'm so happy to be part of that effort. When Dr. Joel Griffin started up the Hope Collection over 25 years ago, and by the way, Dr. Joel Griffin is with us in our hearts, but he's not with us physically anymore. He has moved on to a better place. He fought cancer for many years, and he had many, many operations over a long period of time. I think in a two-year period, he had like 9 or 10 operations to try to get rid of the cancer that he had in his body. But apparently it was a fast-moving cancer, and what they call a small cell cancer. He couldn't survive it. and he was trying, and he was fighting it, and he was, you know, up to the very end. He would help us. He would come on the Hope Call, on the Hope Collection radio show, and he would teach us, and he would help us to keep focus on what is important, and that's by helping other people. And so I appreciate all of you who are listening, and I hope that you and I can meet someday, because I want to see you face to face. I want to shake your hand. I want to tell you more about what we're doing, and show you what we're doing. So anyway, let's keep the focus, on them, and let them to help them to improve their lifestyle. And so I encourage you to register into the Hope Collection. It's a free registration, and it's Dr. Griffin set it up that way on purpose because he wanted to help people, and a lot of the people we're helping need help in the area of finances, having a charge for registering and signing up for the Hope Collection is not the right thing to do. So he made it free, and he financed it himself. And that's a wonderful thing when you think about it. We have five different websites. And we have a website master who takes care of these websites, makes the changes and updates them, and makes them better. Solves problems on the websites, and so we have a website called ePantry. If you've ever had a pantry in your house where you have food and supplies in that pantry, well, the ePantry is different. It allows us to order things online and to have them sent to us, and to use a just-in-time supply chain where we can get the supplies sent to us on a regular basis, and we set it up ourselves, and we do it at the time that we want it to be done. I use that process every month. I have a profile set up in my computer, and on the last week of the month, I'll go through and update for what products I want to be ordered. They're all in there, but we have to make changes sometimes. We may want one instead of two this month. We may want a whole case of some products. And the products are all very good products, the highest quality, and they're there for us. And we have a minimum of 6 months guarantee on every product to get our money back with no questions asked. And so it's an excellent guarantee. And our products are guaranteed to do what we say they will do. For example, I use a lot of Nutrilite products for my health, and the Nutrilite company was around more than 75 years ago, and it was bought out by AltaCor, who was our main supplier, and it was really fantastic if you think about it. We're currently operating in over 100 countries in the world, and our internet footprint is over 75 countries in the world. So people can have access and they can get in, and if they have access to a smartphone, they can use their smartphone. They don't even have to have a computer. It's available and it's easy. And I want to talk a little bit more about the registration. There's only like 8 questions on the registration form, and they're very easy questions to answer, like, what's your name? Who referred you to this program? And we ask that question because we want to know who referred you so that we can tell that person that you have registered. And that's a little bit about how the by the way, there's some great benefits of registering into the Hope Collection. For example, you get lifetime coupons, and they're free. And I'm very happy with that. There's some people that are saving $200 to $300 a month just by using the coupons that come to them. So it's a great feature. And it's a great free program. So I see we have another guest on here, and I'm going to click his mic on. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Hey, Bob, sounds like you got a frog in your throat.
Yeah,
a lot of them. How are you?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, I have a TV blaring behind me here that I can't get to shut it off. So I hope you can hear me clear. Can you hear me? Robert?
Yep. Yeah, well, I caught a cold working outside in the
boy. Uh-oh.
And,
you better get yourself... Number one, you better get yourself some hot chicken noodle soup.
Yep.
And some excess.
yep.
Well, look, I don't want to keep you long. We're doing great, thank you. I am really looking forward. I'm not sure if I did this yet, but I want to congratulate you that you have been duly elected as to the board of the revised New Hope Collection, and that you will be getting notice. You'll be getting a letter with some information or an email that'll be, you know, stuff that we all do as board members, you know, sign off, non-compete, none of us involved that have been on the board doing anything we've been doing is any way a conflict with anybody. We have to sign the paperwork. That's legal. You have to do it. And then also non-disclosure, that we won't tell anybody outside of the board anything. You know the stuff. You've been an executive. You know all that stuff you have to sign off on. And then you're going to get some outline of information about the Hope Collection. And then there, when you sign that stuff or sign it back, and then you would do that right now to Anna. But after you, there will be a board meeting called. And I think she has to get that information back before we can do the board meeting. Although, if you free and you could call Sharon Anderson and ask her when that board meeting is going to be, it will help to move it along. I can't call and ask for it because until we have that board meeting where, by the way, as vice president, and Sharon's planning, I believe, in stepping down. Anna Kraut is. But After they do the nomination, and you suggest you had offered that you would nominate me, fairly understand that I may have a good chance of becoming the president. If that nomination is accepted and approved and you vote me the president, and I'll be on the meeting, but I can't call Anna and I can't call Sharon and ask when they're going to run the meeting. You can because you're still on the board. In fact, you're elected to the new board. So
yeah.
If in the very near future, like sometime today or tonight, you could call Sharon and ask her when they're going to hold that board meeting, then and get an answer, then I can't tell you because I don't know. But if you do that, then we can, it might help to move that along quickly and we can get this done. I would appreciate that. That would really be helpful.
That's great.
Will you do that for me?
So did we set a date for that yet?
Well, you didn't answer. Anna wants, I want you to, here's what Anna wants me to do. She wants me to sit down with you and tell you, and Bob, I'm not sitting down and telling you anything. You are you're my right-hand man on the board and blog and all those things. I'm not telling you nothing. But, you know, Anna is, she's, in her work, she is, has to be the boss and in control. And under the Hope Collection, she isn't. Now, she wants
okay.
to have, well, what I'm sharing with you, she has shared with me already. I'm just following through. Linda's upset that I'm on a control on a recorded line. I don't mind. I'm not saying anything nasty or bad. I'm just telling you that I trust and know how you work, operate, and how we work together, and I'm just counting on it to go forward that way. I know you know that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But after all this happens and the election happens, Anna and Sharon are stepping down. So we will no longer, I've got to get a new secretary and secretary treasurer, and we got all this stuff to get things rocking and rolling here again. So she's going to take the 501c3 has already been, it's all certified and it's done, and she's going to do this year's taxes, this last year, the 2021 taxes. She's going to do those. So that she's committed to following and finishing. So then after that, we got to reestablish that kind of stuff. So I'll be working on that. But I sure appreciate you, Bob. And hope you're, by the way, I hope you're feeling
well. I appreciate you too, my friend. I appreciate you. I
tell people about you all the time, how you're helping and how you're working on all the time on different projects.
Well, I do it because
our projects
to
help
like
people.
You.
Yeah.
Well, we have the same heart, Bob. So I wanted to call in today, and I know that the call-ins are light today, and since you're not feeling well, I'd just like to, I wanted to kick off the new year and let announce that you are now duly elected as the new board member of the Hope Collection, and then we'll have the overall elections. And I'm nominating Tim Kaufman, who was Alicia Kaufman's husband. He's a pastor, lives in Florida, was friends with Joel and Artith, and he's agreed. Linda and I met with him and Artith, and he's agreed to become the new chaplain. So, we have to nominate him and elect him and when we have that board meeting. So,
great.
I just want to let you know where things are headed and going, and if you can do me the favor of calling and asking Sharon when she's calling that board meeting. And I know the regular board meeting is scheduled the 27th of January. I'd like to have it before
right.
then if we can. Don't tell her I said that.
Yeah, well, I'll call.
You know I want
I'll
to
call.
Soon. All right. Thanks,
you want me to
Barbara.
Call
have
Sharon? You want me to call Ronnie? You want me to call Sharon, or you want me to call?
Sharon's got to call it, so it'll probably be better to call her. Unless, if you're more comfortable calling
okay.
Anna, fine. Doesn't make any difference to me. I just need to get different board members to call them to move them because. Yeah, since they're quitting, they don't have a high priority to get anything done. It's all, So I have priority
yeah,
for us to
yeah.
get things moving And some of these things are we're talking about are money, that I'm working to get money to the Hope Collection, and every day we postpone it as every day puts it out farther for it to happen. And lose opportunity with time. So that's the deal. So that's why I'm pushing for it. Thank you very much, Bob.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we'll get it done.
Let's call it a day. You go get some hot chicken noodle soup or maybe a Bailey's Irish cream just to warm you up a little bit and make you feel better, okay?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Talk to you later.
Well, Hank, thank you, my friend. Thank you, Ronnie.
All righty. Happy New Year.
Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Me too.
Okay, my friend. God bless you.
Well, folks, that was Ron Clayton from Buffalo, New York. Ronnie is one of the leaders in the Hope Collection. He and I were involved with it from the very beginning. And I remember when Dr. Joel Griffin called us to a meeting in upstate New York, and he said he got something he wants to talk to us all about. And he started laying it out, and then I was very apprehensive at the beginning. I didn't think that I thought it might take away from some of the things that I'm doing throughout the Corps and other suppliers that we have. And so I expressed my concerns and. And Joel and I talked separately about it, and I after I thought about it more, I thought that's what we got to do. We got to do it. And so and then later on, I was asked to be a board member, and then later on after that, I was nominated to be the vice president of the board, and that has been a wonderful experience for me over the years. And so I thank God for Dr. Joel Griffin putting me into this position. And Dr. Joel Griffin was a man of his word. He was always helping people, and so I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm happy that I was able to make an impact on people's lives, and I've been doing that for all my life, and I have a large family, a family of 9 children, and it's a wonderful feeling to be able to coach them and teach them and help them to make for a better life for themselves. And I have some very successful children, like a doctor and a scientist and a teacher and a mathematician and just many others that are two business owners and
doing very successful businesses. So
I'm happy to be part of it, and I'm glad that. So anyway,
I think I'm going to call it a show because my throat is bothering me, and I'm having a hard time talking. So it's been good being with you all, and I'm so happy that Ron Clayton came on and shared some of his information with us, and. I want to wish you all a very wonderful day and a happy new year, and may God bless you abundantly, all of you. And if you want to reach us, you can call on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and the number is 714-816-4686. And if any one of you wants to talk to me personally, you can call me on my cell phone. It's 908-209-9202. That's 908-209-9202. And I have the phone with me all the time. I may not answer it right away because if I'm working, I sometimes turn my phone off because I don't want to have to stop working and talk to somebody. So if I happen to be working and you call in, just leave a message, and I'll call you back. I promise. So anyway, as I said, God bless you all, and you all have a great day. And we're signing off now from the Hope Collection after 40 minutes. So it's an abbreviated. It's an abbreviated call. It's an abbreviated radio show today. But we'll be back again tomorrow. And it'll probably be, I know it will be. It will be a different speaker, a different host of the show, because we do different hosts every day of the week. And we have some very important people. Of course, all of you are important. But we have some very important people that are connected with the Hope Collection, like Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, who was an Air Force pilot. Oh, sorry, he was a Navy pilot, and he was Top Gun in his in that capacity. And he fought in the wars. And then when he retired from the military, he started up the Hope Collection, and he was flying commercially. He didn't start up the Hope Collection, I'm sorry. He started up the Golden Rule Society. I got the Hope Collection on my mind here. The Golden Rule Society is a worldwide organization that uses the motto of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so I'm... Anyway, I'm signing off for now. Y'all have a great day. God bless. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.